Hi there, this is David Lee again for the James Bond Dossier, and I am bringing you the May newsletter in video form, or audio if you listen to it on the podcast. It's a bit later than I anticipated. I sent out the newsletter last Tuesday, and it's currently Monday afternoon. Just a few other things got in the way and stopped me from doing that. And of course, the big thing that happened at the end of April was the launch of Bond 25 at GoldenEye in Jamaica. I will be talking about that a bit later on. First, I just wanted to cover the news of the sad news of the deaths of a number of people who have been involved in the world of Bond in the last 50 plus years. And the first of them is Nadja Reagan. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. She was a Serbian actress who appeared in From Russia with Love as Kerim Bey's mistress, and in Goldfinger she was the actress in the pre-title sequence who helps trap Bond and gets him into that fight that is positively shocking. She died in April. The second person was David Picker. Although he wasn't actually in any of the Bond films, he was an executive at United Artists, and he was instrumental in helping get Bond onto the big screen. So without him, Dr. No wouldn't have been made. So he also passed away. And the third person is Terry Rawlings, who he didn't direct. He edited GoldenEye. A lot of GoldenEye fans out there, I know. He was also responsible for editing, among others, Alien and Blade Runner, the original Blade Runner. So he was involved in some big films over the years. And he did plenty of other stuff as well. So at the end of March, there's some filming in Norway, some films taking advantage of the remaining snow there before the melt. So they got some filming in before the filming got underway officially, which it now has. But prior to that, even Cary Fukunaga was in Italy in Matera, and he was seen out there for, I don't know, maybe it was 4 or 5 days in the end, scouting locations and planning his shots, I imagine. So there's a big shoot planned there, starting in August, going through to about third week of September. So there's going to be some major Italian action in Bond 25, that's for sure. And the town looks amazing, really, really fantastic. It's apparently it was used in Wonder Woman. I haven't seen that film, so if you've seen that and you know the scenes that were used, then you may or may not have an idea about what's going to happen in Bond 25. And there was also a big thing about Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who she created, wrote and starred in Fleabag, and she also wrote and created Killing Eve. She was rumoured to be on board Bond 25. I think it was the Daily Mail, I can't quite remember now. It was widely reported, which prompted quite a lot of negative reaction in the Bond fan world. Part of that, I think, was because many of the articles mentioning her was saying that it's going to create a Bond for the Me Too generation. Personally, I don't think there's much danger of that. She was confirmed later at the Jamaican launch for Bond 25. Barbara Broccoli, I think, confirmed that she was taking place, and then Eon issued a press release in which she was also named. Since then, we have also had some interviews with her, and she said that she is concentrating on the female characters and turning them into real people. So I don't think there's any negative here. A lot of people like her work. She's a good writer. Mark O'Connell has been quite vocal about that on the James Bond and Friends podcast that I do with MI6 that he's also sometimes on. There is no negative here. Bond is Bond. You can't emasculate him, otherwise you're creating a completely new character. So I wouldn't worry about that too much. It's not going to happen, I don't think. Just look at the positives in it. And then, late April, first of all, we knew that the crew had flown from Stansted to Jamaica, including Daniel Craig, of course. And so it looked like filming was eventually going to get underway. It felt like ages before they actually started. And then I heard a rumour that they were going to have some kind of press launch, and then the story was no press launch, and in the end they had a live stream which was a non-press launch, so it just shows that asking the right questions sometimes yields the right answer, and using the wrong words sometimes will get you something else. So the non-press launch of Bond 25 took place at GoldenEye, which of course was Ian Fleming's home in Jamaica. He used to spend a couple of months there every winter, which of course in Jamaica's warm, escape the gloom and doom of London, and he used to write his books there. So all 14 James Bond books were written there, pretty much. All of the first draft of them, I should say. He would write, it's supposed to have written a couple of thousand words every single day in the morning after having a dip and then going for another dip and drinks. So his work ethic is kind of fairly well documented, and the results speak for themselves. And without the books, of course, we wouldn't have the films. But Bond 25, yeah. After that, various posts appeared. Cary Fukunaga shared some posts on Instagram. There were some paparazzi shots shared in the Daily Mail, the Mirror, and various other outlets from a distance, where they were shooting in Port Antonio. And Bond was also on a yacht, so various other characters appeared there at the same time. I won't mention who they were, just in case you're not you regard those as a spoiler. So that information's all out there. It is all seems to be going along swimmingly, despite the media or the tabloid media reporting that things are going badly on set, and that Daniel Craig is a prima donna. But you know, there isn't anything really to back it up. The other thing is that they've been saying is that there's no script. Again, yeah, sure, they are working on the script. There is a script. They've just been shooting in Jamaica. What do you think they were doing there? Yeah, sure, they may be polishing it, especially with Phoebe Waller-Bridge on board, specifically to work on the female characters, and that there are a number of females. So, yeah, again, I wouldn't worry about it too much. These days, because of social media, you learn a lot of stuff which in the past you'd only learn about after the event, and sometimes years after. So, you know, big feature films, they often go through many, many, many rewrites, and they are often being polished to the last moment. It's not like they're writing entire scenes the day before they're being shot. That would be worrying. Polishing characters, I think, again, is a good thing. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. The James Bond dossier will continue to publish stuff when it is, when it warrants enough effort to actually write something. And I'll be publishing these monthly videos recapping whatever we've got. So if you've got any questions, you can shoot an email to me, m@thejamesbonddossier.com. Check out the website and also the social media channels. Mainly I'm on Twitter, a bit on Facebook. I think stuff gets published there, but I don't spend very much time in Facebook. And Instagram is a, yeah, it's a bit of a laugh. Quite enjoying that at the moment. We'll see how that goes. I haven't published any, haven't uploaded any photos there for a few days, and I suppose I ought to do that. So, thanks for watching. Don't forget to sign up to the newsletter if you want to get a reminder of things and how things are progressing. And I will otherwise see you soon. Okay, this has been David Lee for thejamesbonddossier.com. Bye.